Our topic for today is relief for fear of setting boundaries. Setting boundaries can often feel challenging. This is because the process of setting a boundary involves standing up for yourself and communicating to another person what you are willing or what you are not willing to do. The problem is that the boundary that needs to be set is usually with someone you feel intimidated by. Here's an example. Let's say that someone wants you to do something you don't want to do, something you cannot do, or something you don't have time for. You might feel that their request is unreasonable, unloving, or even outrageous. But something inside of you is keeping you from telling them. It's keeping you from saying, no, I can't do that, or no, I don't want to do that. The ego or the lower part of your mind is very clever and divisive. It looks for situations to make you feel trapped, stuck, or unable to change the situation. This is how you keep yourself preoccupied with insolvable problems. The real purpose of these problems is to keep you from remembering who you really are. It's like playing a chess game with your own mind. However, your opponent is committed to your misery and despair. The other person may feel intimidating for a variety of reasons. Here are some examples. The other person may be a loved one, and you're worried that if you assert yourself, or if you say no to them, that you will hurt their feelings, let them down, make them feel unloved, or maybe they will take their love away. In some cases, doing what you don't want to do for a loved one is considered as honorable, loyal, loving, or even selfless. If the other person is your client, you may not say no to them because you're concerned that they'll take their business away. If it's your employer, you may not tell them no or assert yourself because you fear that they'll take your job away. If it's your employees, you may feel responsible for them and their well-being, and this keeps you from taking steps towards what you really want. In other situations, you may feel intimidated in saying what you want or what you don't want because you might lose something valuable or even end up with nothing. You might fear you'll be looked at as greedy, selfish, or even self-centered. The worst fear is that you'll be criticized, persecuted. In some areas, you are punished or even killed for what you say. In some places, an assertive female is thought of or referred to as a bitch. It can feel safer to not rock the boat. For these reasons, you may be reluctant to assert yourself, even when it's desperately needed. If you play the game, your ego has won. If you let this go on long enough and you hold this stress in your body, you find that your health gets impacted. These stressful feelings are not intended to be carried. It's important to go straight to the truth in these situations and ask for guidance from the Holy Spirit on how to proceed. But first, there are many things you can do to easily release the fear and the concern. Number one, be willing to see yourself as worthy of having everything you want, exactly the way you want it. God's will is your happiness. The only one deciding against you is you. Number two, be willing to see yourself as capable of standing in your own power with a clear and decisive voice so you can express what is in your heart to express. Number three, be willing to see others for the truth of who they are. They are as God created them. They are whole, complete, safe, loved, and provided for. You are not their source. There is only one source. The image you see of them is based on a collection of your past beliefs and your judgments about them. A Course in Miracles says that there is not one thing we see with our eyes that is based in truth. Your part is to be willing to see the truth of them instead of what they are now showing you. You must also be willing to know that they have the capacity to show up as loving, understanding, generous, helpful, and even compassionate. All of these qualities are within them. They are God-given qualities. Your part is not to make the other person this way or that way. Your part is to remember the truth about them and for them until they can remember it for themselves. Number four, in the Course, it says that we must trust our brothers to play their roles perfectly. This means you will need to release the past and let the situation be guided by the Holy Spirit without your added judgments. Number five, above all, you will need to listen to the guidance from the Holy Spirit in what to say, how to say it, what to do, and how to do it. All of this must come from the one who knows how to lead you to peace. You will be given the perfect words at the perfect time to peacefully express yourself and move past every obstacle. Let's join together and release the negative charges from the past. Go ahead and tune in to those people or that one person that has made unreasonable demands, those people who have pushed on your boundaries or have brought up your frustration, and start tapping over your heart and repeat after me. Say, I am aware that I have not fully expressed myself in certain situations. I am willing to forgive myself and release the past, even though I've been frustrated by certain people as they continue to ask for what I don't want to give or what I don't want to do. I release all frustration, all the stress, and the negative feelings. Go to the other side of the chest. I accept myself without judgment. I release the past. I'm doing the best I can in each moment. Let's go to the top of the head. I am determined to love and accept myself without judgment. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am worthy of love and respect from other people. Let's stop for a moment, take in a long, deep breath. Just feel all the tension releasing from your body. There's no need to carry these self-judgments, the frustration or the guilt, or even the judgment of the other person. Just take this time to release it completely. Now let's tap again over the heart and say, even though certain people have made unreasonable demands, I am willing to release all the roots and all the causes of my frustration. Let's go to the other side of the chest. There were times when I didn't respect myself. I didn't honor my own desires. I didn't speak up. I forgive myself, and I set myself free. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with your right hand. I am aware that whenever I choose peace and express myself honestly, that I am choosing peace for everyone involved. Let's go to the eyebrow point. There are times when I have felt small, powerless, and weak. I am determined to see myself differently. Let's go to the side of the eye, on the other side of the face. There are times when I have felt unworthy, inadequate, or unloved. I am willing to remember This is not the truth of me. I am as God created me. Let's go to the middle of the chest on the thymus point. The power of God is within me. With His strength, I am confident in my ability to speak up and set healthy boundaries with ease. Let's pause and take another long, deep breath, reaching deep within yourself, letting yourself release the tension. If there are any words you have held within yourself that you could not say or did not want to say or feared if you did say them that something would happen, let's release those words and all the vibration, the tension as we do this tapping together. Take another long, deep breath. Now let's go back up over the heart and say, I am learning. I can ask for help whenever help is needed. I am worthy of being helped. Let's go to the top of the head. The words will be given me in perfect timing that will bring peace to every person in my situation. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I will follow what is peaceful and compelling in the guidance I receive. Let's go back to the heart. Every time I honor myself, I am honoring everyone. Let's go to the center point on the chest. Every time I stand up for myself, I am standing up for everyone. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Every time I speak honestly and with love and compassion, I bless myself. I bless everyone. And I open to the healing, allowing it to occur. Let's go to the side of the left hand. Every time I choose peace, I bring peace to everyone. Let's go now to the inside of the knees, tapping on the inside of the knee. With my higher guidance, I will always know what to do, what to say, and when to say it, to ensure peace for myself and for everyone involved. Let's pause now and take a long, deep, cleansing breath, really letting yourself have this love, respecting yourself, honoring what's in your heart, a willingness to share with others whatever it is that needs to be said or communicated. In A Course in Miracles, we are taught that we must not keep secrets, we must not hold things inside, that the only way they can be healed is by bringing them to the surface, bringing them to where God can help us with them. But if we hold them secret or we keep them within, that we actually block the healing and we delay our happiness. Let's finish together with this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you today with any fear we may have in setting boundaries. We know that we are one with everyone, but there are times that we want to say something, and the fear comes up, and we don't know how to move past the fear. The words get stuck, and we fear that if we share them, that something bad will happen, or we may end up with nothing. Help us to remember that your will is our happiness, that we can always listen for your guidance, that you will give us every word of what to say, that you will guide our steps, that you will reinforce us, that you will steady our feet, that we can walk confidently in every situation. Help us to expect more from our brothers, from all those that we face, where we have seen them as guilty or small or self-centered or angry, and we have kept our words inside for fear of them leashing out on us or judging us or persecuting us. Dear God, help us to see these other people the way that you see them. Give us the vision to see with your loving eyes that they are not their appearance, they are not their behaviors or their actions, and that they are not unreasonable. We are willing to see the light within them that is always reasonable. Help us to see them as the truth of who they are. Help us to understand that when we do this, we are calling to them to rise up and claim the truth with us. Dear God, help us to listen to you, to stand in your strength, to say what needs to be said, to bring whatever it is that is hurting up into the light where it can be undone and healed. We surrender all of our fears to you, and today we join together in expecting a peaceful outcome in all respects. We stand in your strength, in fearlessness and love. Thank you all for joining me today. In A Course in Miracles, it says that you can do anything that you feel you must do or that he asks you to do, because it is he that does it for you. We place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.